Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Fighting on the field. Driving me right. I hope that woke up your fucking World Day weekend. Welcome to the show, folks. You're your host, Crazy Nation Radio's Ron Breck. And I hope you all had a great fucking weekend. Oh, well, hold on a minute. Hold on. Sammy Hagar just won't quit playing. Fuck, Sammy, slow down, old timer. Fuck. Yeah, man. Anyway, I hope you all have been having a great weekend, being safe and staying off the fucking roads with us, the drunk, retarded cocksuckers. But hey, what can I say? I still think I'm 18 years old, man. Especially when I'm on stage, I still think that. But, you know, hey, people are having fun when I do it. You know what I'm saying? So I act like an idiot. Hey, well, you know, that's part of the fun part of the whole idea of being a musician, you know? It's having fun. Make everybody happy. Man, I got bit by something in my back and I can't see what the fuck it is. Don't you hate that? Being bit. Once bitten, twice shy, hey. But anyway, while the political world's still fucking going berserk fucking bullshit, it never ends, does it? It's continuous on and on and on and on. I mean, if everything got along and everything went well, we'd be bored out of our minds, wouldn't we? I mean, we'd be absolutely bored out of our fucking minds. You know, I think we live for this fucking, as the fucking world turns, you know, I believe it should be in politics. You know, this debt ceiling, also this shit we've been fucking dealing with. You know, what the fuck, man? Come on, be real. Anyway, I had a problem with my computer, which I'm still having one today. I'm trying to figure out, if anybody's called in here, I don't know. This screen just did a flip on me. So let me try to reset my screen. So if I disconnect, I'll reconnect in a minute. So, okay. Got that going for us. Get me back to the studio part. Oh, there we go. All right, now, well, okay, fuck, I lost my chat, god damn it. Let's see if I can bring it back. Okay, there we are. All right, I'm back. Okay, yep, fuck, god damn. All right, I see I got Gunslinger hanging out here. I guess he's not at Hooters tonight. Hey, Gunslinger, what's going on tonight with you, bro?
Yo, 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 what's going on, man?
Oh, same old shit, just another fucking day. Same
another
old
day, another dollar,
huh? Again. Yeah, exactly. But obviously, you know, what's going on in our fucked up world we live in, you know?
What's not going on? That's what's the problem, really. Everything's going on.
Well, the truth would be nice, you know what I'm saying? Anything nice would be great. I haven't looked at much lately because my computer's been down. I thought my new 5G network system was working well, and I thought I was hitting reset on it. No, I reset my fucking computer, and everything went to shit real quick, fast. So, you know, anyway, lucky me. So, it's true that I'm retarded. Anyway, here's something just came out 2 hours ago on Fox. Is Biden-McCarthy reached an agreement in principle on debt ceiling talks. So let's check this out real quick and see what the fuck they're talking about. These crazy old cops.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Scott in New York. After weeks of failed attempts, lots of finger-pointing and negotiating, President Biden and top congressional leaders say they have struck an agreement in principle to avoid economic disaster and raise the nation's debt ceiling. It comes just days after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen extended the deadline to June 5th, but Americans cannot breathe a sigh of relief just yet. Congress still has to vote on the legislation, and the president then needs to sign it into law. For more on all of these late-breaking developments, let's get to our Fox News senior congressional correspondent, Chad Pergram. Chad, what do we know?
Well, good evening, John. Right now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been meeting with some of his top lieutenants inside the Speaker's office. He has some of the top whips there, Tom Emmer, who is the majority whip, Guy Reschenthaler, who is the chief deputy whip, also a couple of lieutenants, people who have been negotiating this, Garrett Graves, the Republican from Louisiana, also Patrick McHenry, who is the chair of the Financial Services Committee. They've been talking now for about an hour after the president and the speaker concluded their telephone conversations. That went on from about 6 o'clock, we're told, until 7:28. We're told that they have a deal in principle, but they are waiting for the details. The other nugget that we have learned here in just a couple of moments is that there's going to be a conference call between McCarthy and the entire Republican conference. They're going to walk them through the parameters of this deal. You know, Kevin McCarthy earlier in the day had indicated that we would probably find out that there was a deal, and then the press, those of us in the press corps, would not learn the details until sometime down the road, because he wants to socialize this with his members. You might remember, and we reported this earlier on the air today, that there was a bit of a conflict, some tension between conservative members and what they were hearing allegedly about what may or may not be in this deal and what is going to be the ultimate piece of paper. Keep in mind that Kevin McCarthy also wants to get this text, the legislative text, out tonight. If he gets it out tonight late, they can probably vote in the House of Representatives. It might be late Tuesday night, because time is of the essence. He has always said that they would have a full 72 hours to review the text. Why is that important? Because if the House gets this through soon, they can get to this earlier in the Senate. John?
But we don't know the details, obviously. For instance, Republicans wanted to hold the line on federal spending. I think it was 1% per year for the next an increase of 1% per year for the next 10 years. Chad, we don't know the details, and that's where the devil lies.
Yeah, this is kind of hermetically sealed right now in terms of what the information is. We've heard rumor and innuendo about what may or may not be in there. You had the president and Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, indicating that they wanted to freeze the spending at what we call the 2023 levels. We're in fiscal year 2023 right now, and so they would freeze them at that level. And then when we go to fiscal 2024, starting next year, we would still be at the current levels. The Republicans wanted to go back pre-COVID. They wanted to go back a couple of years. And keep in mind the type of money that they are freezing. This is what we call on Capitol Hill discretionary spending. Discretionary spending only deals with the annual appropriations that Congress sends out every year. It boils down to, you know, about, you know, 30-35% of federal spending. Everything else deals with entitlements and debt service. So that's the largest portion of spending. The other thing to look for, and about half of that discretionary spending, I know this is in the weeds, but this is so important here, John, half of that discretionary spending goes toward defense. So if you're going to cut or freeze, and Republicans wanted to increase defense spending, and Democrats obviously wanted to reduce defense spending as part of this deal, is they're really only talking about a remaining 15%. So trying to get some sort of a concrete structural change that's going to make a difference in the spending trajectory of the country over 15% is really hard. And that's where some of those very arch conservative members were saying, you know, what's going to be in this deal? Is it just going to be nibbling around the edges? That's a problem for them.
Yeah, there is talk that Speaker McCarthy is going to need some Democrat votes to support whatever is in this deal. Because some of his most conservative members are not.
John, I'm looking
to
off to the side here just because we're seeing
ahead.
A little bit of traffic there from the speaker's office here, just to see if there's some coming and going. There's the Memorial Day concert here on Capitol Hill, and so there's a lot of tourists in the building, and then pretty much the only other people are the press corps standing outside the speaker's office. So we've been seeing some coming and going there. So I'm sorry, I just wanted to take a look there to make sure somebody wasn't coming out. But I will say, I just saw somebody from the speaker's security detail come out. And if you look at this shot here, they have arranged an array of flags that's coming. And if you're looking at this, this should be our shot from 241 or 242 up
right.
on Capitol
it.
Hill.
We have it.
You see, if you look at those flags, that tells me that the speaker is going to come out and say something at some point. So that might be the announcement of the deal, at least what those parameters are. So we're just kind of reading the visual tea leaves here when you start to see that action in front of the speaker's office.
Yeah, but as you know, because he probably said it to you, Tom Emmer, the Republican whip, came out earlier today and said, you're not going to hear anything until we've told every Republican member of Congress, you know, every member of our group. So
right.
the speaker... it would seem would be a little while away from making a public statement.
Yeah, and I just got something here just as we were talking. 9:10 p.m. is when the Speaker of the House is going to speak.
Oh, so we
that
are...
That literally just came in here. So
we are about 21 minutes away from that mm-hmm. point. Back to, you know, again, the details. There was talk that Speaker McCarthy might need some Democrat votes to get this passed because not every member of his caucus is necessarily going to be happy with some of the concessions that have been made and all of the horse trading here.
Yeah, this is going to be a balanced vote. They're going to have buy-in from both sides. One thing I want to point out, and I've talked about this in my reporting the past couple of days, is that those members on the left and on the right, the hard left, the hard right at the margins, they are probably not going to vote for this bill. But there is a wide swath of Democrats and Republicans who might say, we need to raise the debt ceiling. We need to do something on controlling some degree of spending. It's a better deal than we had before. There might be some things in there that Democrats like, that Republicans like, and they will accept that. And again, you know, you need 218 in the House. If you have a lot of votes go away from the Republican side, do the Democrats fill in that gap? They have to have things that they want. We've had a big fight here on Capitol Hill over work requirements in order to receive some federal benefits. So how many Democrats jump off the ship if that is in there? You know, but if this has air cover on the Republican side from the Speaker of the House and air cover for the Democrats from the President, you might actually get a rather large vote here. You might get 260, 270 votes. But again, those people at the margins, they're going to make a lot of noise. They're going to complain about this, but they are not going to vote for this deal. And that was always the expectation. And then if they move it through the House of Representatives, you know, Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, he always said that the deal to be had was between the Speaker and President Biden. And he was going to sit on the sidelines, which is exactly what Mitch McConnell has done. And he said if they can work out an agreement, because, again, you have that buy-in from both sides of the aisle, he said that package, he presumed, would pass the Senate with ease. You need to get 60 votes in the Senate to overcome a filibuster. And again, depending on just how fast they decide to work here in the House, they might get to this at the end of this coming week, maybe even next weekend through the Senate. And what is that before? Just before this new June 5th deadline set by the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen.
But the president said that he wanted a clean bill. He essentially said in the beginning he wasn't going to negotiate. He wanted what he wanted. So I guess the fact that they have come up with something, if everybody is disappointed or if everybody is disenchanted with the contents of the bill, it's possibly a pretty good bill.
Yeah, that's usually the way things work here on Capitol Hill. You don't get everything that you want. I said this on the air the other day to Neil Cavuto, and that Henry Clay, the Speaker of the House, you know, from Kentucky, senator, legendary political figure, said that compromise is negotiated hurt. And so that's kind of what they're going to get out of this deal. They're going to get compromised. People are going to be hurt. But if they get this through the House and the Senate in the next couple of days, it's not going to be hurtful for the United States because they will have lifted the debt ceiling.
87,000 IRS agents, they were supposed to be on the chopping block from the Republican side. But again, we don't know whether that is happening or not as a result of these negotiations.
You said it best. The devil is in the details. We have to see these details. That's one of the reasons why Kevin McCarthy has embraced this 72-hour rule. So we don't wake up Tuesday, Wednesday and say, oh, there's some little item somewhere in the bill that nobody knew about. Members are going to look at that carefully. And the other reason, John, just to kind of, you know, put a button on all this, is it takes the Congressional Budget Office several days to go through and score or evaluate the cost of this bill. That's the other reason for those 72 hours.
All right. Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Chad, thank you.
My pleasure.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it.
Shut the fuck up, Sean Hannity. Tired of hearing your bullshit, too. Anyway, the debt ceiling. Can't stop it. Out of money. Got to print some more out of thin air, as they usually fucking do. And that's what they're going to do. The Federal Reserve, you know, we're in debt to a bank that has no money. Never did. I mean, how far of a sham could you fucking go? I mean, we think yourself brought up something about, you know, this country's been giving billions to Ukraine. Not necessarily. No. Mm-mm. It looks like that. I agree with you. It does look like that. But here's the problem. Here's the deal. I said this before on the show many times and explained it. Here's what Biden's got going on. He's got the perfect fuck you system. He is the fucking leader of the fucking free world. He's a chief and commander, and he can do whatever the fuck he wants when he wants to, and he's doing it. And his little oligarchy friends, all his people, they're involved. Okay, what they do is they send that money over to fucking Ukraine, and they tell Ukraine, hey, we'll send you $50 billion fucking dollars. You just send half of it back. You keep half, we'll keep half. Everybody's happy. That's what the fuck's up. Okay, then let's bring all these 87,000 IRS agents. which was 85, but now it's 87,000. Let's go fuck everybody in the United States for every fucking nickel and penny we get out of them. Then, if that don't work, we have this other backup fucking plan, which is already in motion, called the Fed Now Plan. Let's play that one. This is the central currency fucking bank system. My bank has done sent me two fucking letters on different shits going south in this whole fucking event. So, you know, that's one way. We're going to fuck you, and make you like it. So get ready to be fucked. You've already been fucked so many times, you just don't know it yet. That's why you're numb to it. So the bigger the dick, you ain't going to feel it. You're too numb to it. You're too used to being carnholed. That's right, folks. Carnholed. You had been fucking raked in the asshole by these people, and they're coming for more. They can't get enough. There's never going to be an end. They'll never get enough of you. Never, ever. They're going to tax you to poverty. That's what's going to happen. I mean, I just worked on a case last week on a house. The loan is 15 fucking years old. It was for $35,000. You know what their balance is? They still own that fucking debt? $34,000. So you mean for 15 fucking years, these people have been paying on nothing but interest? Kind of strange, isn't it? But anyway, that's the way it works. That's what they do. Any way around to fuck you around, and then they blame you. Oh, you were late. You weren't on time. So you gave us authority to fuck you because you gave us consent to fuck you. Because that fine print's so small, you can't fucking read it. We don't want you to be able to. We want to fuck you. You know, you think there'd be some rule like that, but there ain't. There's no rule to it. Well, it was printed there. You signed the contract. You agreed to terms and conditions. Well, there's one little trick people don't understand. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not giving legal advice, but here's the deal. It's called withdrawal signature from contract. That's all you got is withdraw your signature from the contract. That's it. But you don't know that. They don't want you to know that. No. You ain't supposed to know nothing like that. No, never. Never, ever. So it's a fuck you system. You think you're free. Now you are. You are free. You're free to fuck people. You can do it too. You can be a fucker. You don't have to be a fucky. You can be a fucker. So there you go. Be a fucker. Don't be a fucky. Don't get stuck in the ass. Try to fucking fuck these people. If you have dumbass people sign fucking contracts with you, because you're too fucking stupid to think straight, well, good, you can fucking nail them. How do you think rich people get rich? They're technically fucking stupid, but they know how to play a con job, a legal con job. That's what they do, you know? That's how they play it. You know, like fucking eBay. Here's one. Okay, eBay. For example, if you go eBay and you hit buy, you can't get out of it. You got to fight tooth and nail with these motherfuckers to get out of it. Once you say yes, you're fucking done. That's it. And it's in your contract. It's in your contract with eBay because you're under contract. You're fucking stuck. That's like I had out with my bank one time where we got them Netflix. Oh, for some fucking reason, they overdrew my account. Like, what? Yeah, they kept jacking the price up, so I canceled Netflix. All of a sudden, they popped me. The bank said there was enough money, so you got to pay this fucking bill. And I said, well, you know, first off, lady, my fucking account is capped. You can't go past. There ain't no money in that account. You ain't going nowhere with it, you know? Well, they have a certain key. Well, no, they don't because I didn't give them one. You know, so, you know, but I did. Apparently I did when I signed my fucking contract with Netflix and didn't know nothing about it. Didn't read the fine print, just hit accept, and there I go. I fucked myself. But I got out of it. You know, I wore my way out. But there you go. And what do you think? Gun ain't this crazy, man? This is how the fuck it works, man. It's a fuck you situation. If you ain't getting
something
wrong.
Situation. Yeah, it's a fuck you situation. You know, it's yay, me, fuck you, and it's fuck us, because it's the biggest goddamn scam that's been known to man. I don't know if anything bigger is the banking system. Yeah, it's a scam. It is a fucking fuck you scam. It's all it is. Plain simple.
But you got to think what's going on now with Biden in office, the way it's been since Biden's been in there. It's been a complete, total fucking rape. To get your money.
It is.
One way or another. Get you. I mean, okay, well, I can't take it from you. Because I technically can't take it from you personally. But I can fuck you outside you. Called fucking gasoline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why not?
Then I can. Then they're already claiming they have so much money in the coffers now it ain't funny. Well, yeah. When shit goes up, you pay more taxes because it's on a percentage rate. You know what I mean? Fuck.
What?
A gallon of milk used to cost $2 a gallon. Now it's $6. So, of course, the tax goes up more then. Well, why not? More money for nothing. You're giving them money for nothing. They do nothing for this money. It's just a transfer from one hand to another. and they get paid for it. That's all it is. And we think it's okay. We grew up believing that shit.
Yeah. What did I say probably 10 years ago, if not better? These fucking every goddamn city out here, every little cock-sucking city out here, every county, every school district, every goddamn water district has a CAFR, Comprehensive mm-hmm. Annual Financial Report. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Walter
mm-hmm.
Burian blew the fucking lid off of it. Go look up his, mm-hmm. his videos on YouTube. I think he's dead now, but
right.
I mean, he was a government accountant for 45, 50 fucking years. If anybody knew,
right.
it was him. Okay?
Right.
And he blew the lid
right.
off of it. There's
mm-hmm.
so goddamn much money mm-hmm. out there, it would fucking knock your fucking socks off.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
That these motherfuckers
yeah.
are sitting
yeah.
on. So don't say that, well, the government's going to fail or the money's going to fail. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It's money that are sitting in these coffers, whatever you want to call
coffers.
It. Okay?
Coffers, I call them.
Yeah. Coffers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it doubles and quadruples every fucking year. So they go out there and take this money, and they go out there and play the stock market, or they play the foreign mm-hmm. banks and all this shit. They make money on their investments. They don't lose. They make money on their investments. They reinvest.
What are you talking about, Gunslinger? They don't got them investment. Look here.
Let me
show this down.
Yeah, they do. They got foreign oil. Yes, they do. They got foreign
yeah,
oil.
That's
foreign
different. I'm talking about. I got you, brother. I'm with you on that. I agree 100%. But I'm saying these little cities, little towns, like the one next to me, okay? These motherfuckers have a McDonald's, a Sonic, a fucking a Subway. They got fucking a manufacturing thing. They got fucking Dollar General, Family Dollar, Country Mart, Save-A-Lot, all these little store shops, hardware stores, all kinds of shit, lawyers' offices, yada, yada, yada. This little town, okay? County seat. All right, now this motherfucker is pumping millions of dollars a year in that motherfucker. Millions of dollars a year. Now, here's the thing, about, okay? Where's that money going? Because you sure don't fuck don't see it in the roads. One year, they seal coated. They seal coated. I don't know why they did that. But they seal coated every fucking street in town. Asphalt sealer. Asphalt sealer. You don't do that to fucking roads. Roads don't get seal coated. Driveways, parking lots get seal coated, not fucking roads, okay? Anyway, but they did. They seal coated the whole fucking town. And sure, they had the money to do it, okay? They never done it again. They might restripe every once in a while, and that's fine and dandy. But that is nothing near what they fucking have, though. This money pumping motherfucker don't stop pumping money. It pumps money every day. And you figure the amount of maintenance workers they got, the cops they got, city workers they got, they got tons more money, still more money. You watch that fucking McDonald's, you watch that cocksucker, it never stops rotating, man. It's constant money coming in that motherfucker. So, you know, don't give a shit in the country market. Tonight, me and wife went to country market because we're going to barbecue tomorrow. The kids are coming tomorrow. So, anyway, fucking, I'm in there. This old guy, the cowboy, he spent $385 fucking dollars that motherfucker. How much do you think of that shit was taxed? That old boy gave him a big chunk of money tonight, you know, along with every other motherfucker like me. You know what I mean? We're talking within 1 minute.
Yeah, look at the city services that you get. Look at the city services that you get. You see these fucking people driving around, the water people, the dog catcher, okay? Mm-hmm. The dog catcher mm-hmm. drives better fucking vehicles than you do, okay? They're always brand new.
Yeah.
To the fire station, your fireman. I went down here this one here. Man, them goddamn fucking fire trucks are million-dollar fire trucks. Brand new motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Ambulances. I mean, the latest and greatest technology is in them fuckers. Big-ass fucking front-end loaders and backhoes. Brand new John Deere's and Case and all that shit. Where do you
Did
think they get the goddamn money?
Fuck no.
And they still tax on you. And they still raise the taxes on you. And they still raise the taxes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't I show you?
We need a half a cent. We need a quarter cent increase for fucking the jack off, you know, for jack off lube or some shit like that.
Ron,
my God.
Ron,
yeah.
Didn't I show you that picture of this city hall in the next little town I live next to? It's a crystal cathedral.
Yes,
I mean,
seen that, yeah.
Marble floors. I mean, the best.
I thought that was Earl Roberts' place.
Yeah, but it's the city hall.
And they've grown so much that they've grown out of that. They built another one.
Wow.
And this is a little fucking 14,000 population town. 14,000 fucking people spread over probably it's not even a big city. 14,000 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So where do you think they get their goddamn money from? Coffers?
It's from you, Russ. Yeah, exactly. It's from all of us. Anyway, I guess it's Rob in the chat room, and all the money the cities will make off DUIs, that's nothing. That's just a bonus day. Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, them are bonus. Yeah, them are bonus nights. And the funny thing about that, do you know that all traffic citations, tickets and all shit are technically fucking civil cases?
Of course they are. They're all law.
They're not even laws. They're not even fucking laws.
Show me the law. Where's the law at that says, you know, you ran a stop sign. Well, that's against the law. Show me the goddamn law. Not a city ordinance, but a law.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't say it made up shit. Right. That's driving is a privilege. Well, motherfucker, it's a free country. You don't get privileges in a free country. You're free to do whatever you want in a free country.
How can it be a free privilege if in a fucking free country?
Yeah,
so that means that you're not
a free country. Why is
thank you, George Sender, you dumb fuck. Thank you, George Sender, you dumb fuck. Thinking you're living in a goddamn free country. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck. But there's a lot more fucking tards besides him, though. There's many more people. They are indoctrinated in their mind to believe, that's the way the fuck I have to live. That's what they say to what I got to do. Right. Oh, you ain't got a driver's license. You shouldn't be driving. Well, I'm not. I'm traveling, motherfucker. Oh, you're one of them sovereign citizens. No, I'm not. I'm an American.
Ron. I'll tell you a good thing that we went to, it was last 2 weeks ago. And because we're in this school district of this little city right here, we get to vote right in the school votes or elections or whatever. And they was having a bond or whatever, and they wanted to increase it. I think it was $79 million to build a new middle school. And they passed it. 60% of this fucking city here voted for it. That's going to show you how dumb fuck these people are. But anyway, went in there. Well, listen to this. I went in there. And I got a driver's license, but it's expired. Okay, it's been expired for over 5 years. Okay, I still got
the
same thing.
You gotta go pay for your freedom. Go pay for your freedom.
Yeah. Well, listen here. They said, well, you gotta have a valid ID. I said, well, I got my old driver's license because I don't drive right at the moment. And they rambled around trying to the machine didn't take it. And they're sitting there going, blah, blah, well, you know, what the hell? I said, I got a right to vote in this fucking city because I pay taxes here. I'm going to vote in this fucking election. And then the fucking judge walks up, one of the election judges or whatever, and looks at it and says, well, you can't. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, yes, I can. The law says I can vote. I don't care. I don't have to have a ballot ID. Here's an ID. That's me. And I got the little card, you know, that they send and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come over here. And I said, and then he went over there and got out of his little file, a little paper that I signed. But what was strange about it, he kept the ballot. He didn't put it in the machine. I think it's voter fraud. I should have raised hell. I didn't think about it at the time. Okay.
Right.
It kind of dawned on me kind of strange. He said, I'll keep this. I said, it didn't dawn on me. I said, well, why are you keeping this? It should go into that machine over there where it counts the ballot. Voter fraud.
Yes, voter it fraud. Is. It's election fraud. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Election fraud.
Mm-hmm. Withholding a vote.
Withholding the votes. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could still sue them for that. Who handles that election?
That would have to be under the fucking, wouldn't it be under circuit clerk?
Be the state?
State's attorney,
the state
circuit clerk, or the attorney general.
Well, the attorney general
clerk,
getting fucking feet.
It's a circuit clerk in your county handles the elections.
The attorney general here in Texas is getting impeached.
I seen that. Yeah. Why is that? What do they
I don't know.
Wrong?
I mean, it's... I mean, I think they've already voted to impeach him. Now, if they can vote to impeach this motherfucker so goddamn fast, how can we even vote to impeach that motherfucker in the goddamn White House this fast?
I don't know.
Tell me that. Motherfuckers. And I don't even know what he did. I mean, I think he might have stepped on somebody's toes, I think. That's what it sounds like. He stepped on somebody's toes.
I don't know. Right, right.
I thought he was a pretty good dude. I mean, Republican, conservative. I mean, you know, to that point anyway. But, yeah, go Google it. They voted to impeach him. 132-17 or something, or something like that. Crazy.
Right.
I mean.
Let's see what the fuck the latest is on that shit. 2 days ago, 6 hours ago. Hold on a second. Here we go. Let's check this out real quick.
And we are beginning with breaking news. A political shakeup inside our state capitol reaches a tipping point. The Texas House of Representatives just voted to impeach Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He is, of course, the top law enforcement agent in our state. Let's take a quick live look down in Austin, where lawmakers debated impeachment for almost 4 hours this afternoon. They are currently in a recess for the time being. Remember, the House is majority Republican. Paxton is a Republican, and the vote was not even close. It was 121-23. So clearly, many Republicans voted for this historic impeachment. And just moments ago, the Attorney General himself, Ken Paxton, tweeted saying, quote, what we just witnessed is illegal, unethical, and profoundly unjust. He went on to say he looks forward to a quick resolution in the Texas Senate, where he has confidence the process will be fair and just. That impeachment includes 20 articles, everything from bribery to obstruction of justice, abuse of public trust, and unfitness for office. WFAA's Stacia Wilson has been following this impeachment debate all afternoon. She is joining us live from the newsroom. Stacia, this all just happened within the last few minutes. I know it's a lot to digest.
Absolutely, Teresa. And, you know, the House committee spent months investigating allegations against Paxton. And that debate, like you mentioned, it lasted for hours today. Here's a live look, continuing what we're seeing right now, where that vote just occurred 10 minutes ago. The Texas Attorney General faces 20 charges alleged by the House committee. You talked about some of those charges, Teresa, but again, ranging from conspiracy, misappropriation of public resources, to abuse of public trust in making false statements and official records. Texas has not seen an impeachment of a statewide official for more than a century. And we are reaching out to lawmakers at this time for reaction to the impeachment vote. Also, you can read the entire document consisting of all the articles of impeachment right there on our website at WFAA.com. We will have more on this story tonight at 6 and at 10. Teresa?
All right, Stacia, thank you so much for your coverage from our newsroom this evening. Now, before the vote today, we did hear from some leading conservative voices, and they were publicly defending Ken Paxton. Former President Donald Trump among them, Senator Ted Cruz as well. I mentioned earlier that Paxton tweeted just a few moments ago after that impeachment vote. Well, on Friday, before today's events, we actually did hear from him. He briefly spoke to the media. Let's take a listen.
The corrupt politicians in the Texas House are demonstrating that blind loyalty to Speaker Dade Phelan is more important than upholding their oath of office.
Governor Greg Abbott has not yet said anything publicly about this impeachment. His office has not responded to several requests for comment from WFAA throughout the week. Of course, this story just developing right now, reaction coming in as we speak. We're going to keep you updated throughout the evening right here on air and online. And then, of course, we will be talking about this on Inside Texas Politics tomorrow morning. The show airs 1 hour later than normal. So be sure to tune in at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Okay, hang on. Let's get another going here. Hold on a minute.
And we begin with today's developments in the state capitol. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Barajas. 121 state representatives voted to impeach Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton today. The historic move means Paxton will now face a trial in the Senate. KPRC2 investigator Mario Diaz was inside the House chamber for every moment of today's testimony and vote.
For years, Ken Paxton was viewed as the top law enforcement officer in the state of Texas. Tonight, by members of his own party, as well as those across the aisle in that chamber behind me, the House of Representatives, he is viewed as a lawbreaker. And as a result of that, they voted him out of office.
Ken Paxton broke the law.
This was the theme leading up to the historic impeachment of the state's attorney general. 121 House members from both sides of the aisle voting to impeach the controversial Paxton.
No one person should be above the law, least not the top law enforcement official of the state of Texas.
The hearing was scheduled after the House Committee on General Investigating discovered Paxton broke the law during its two-month investigation. A total of 20 state violations, according to the bipartisan committee of three Republicans and two Democrats. Some of those violations were described as serious felonies, including bribery, conspiracy, and abuse of office. There even was the bombshell reveal of a donor hiring Paxton's mistress as part of a bribery scheme.
The other benefit is that Nate Paul giving his mistress a job means that he no longer has to drive back and forth from San Antonio to see her.
The hearing lasted for nearly 4 hours with Paxton's supporters challenging what they believed were a lack of facts.
What you have in this case is triple hearsay in most cases. It is hearsay within hearsay within hearsay. This was an investigation. So if they heard hearsay, or hearsay within hearsay, that rule doesn't apply to investigations.
The small number of Paxton supporters, 23 in all, felt the process of impeachment was not being followed properly and moving too quickly.
I am not commenting on Mr. Paxton's guilt or innocence, rather the lack of credible process that has gone on today.
However, once the debating was over, it was the chairman overseeing the investigation into Paxton who had the closing argument, and his message was clear as it was simple, and ultimately followed by the majority.
You are not deciding facts or law today. You are simply deciding if this matter may proceed to trial. You are simply deciding that there are sufficient facts to go to trial. Members, I respectfully ask that you approve these articles. Send this to trial.
So now the focus shifts from the chamber for the House of Representatives across the rotunda to here, the chamber for the Texas State Senate, where there will be a trial for Paxton. And the date for that trial, as of this evening, is undecided. In Austin, Mario Diaz, KPRC2, investigates.
Shortly after the impeachment vote, Paxton released a statement about the impeachment proceedings. He said in part, quote, "The ugly spectacle in the Texas House today confirms the outrageous impeachment plot against me was never meant to be fair or just. It was a politically motivated sham from the beginning." The statement went on to say in part, "I look forward to a quick resolution in the Texas Senate, where I have full confidence the process will be fair and just." KPRC2 looked through the vote count to see how our local representatives voted in today's impeachment proceedings. Of the 36 representatives in the Houston area, 24 voted in favor of impeaching Paxton. 9 voted against. 2 in our area were absent from today's hearing, and 1 representative was present but did not vote. We've posted the breakdown of votes on our website, clicktohouston.com.
Well, okay. Why do they want him out? There's what I'm trying to find. You know.
Well, you
we're
know,
now
look,
on the high drama in the Texas state.
Hang on a second. This is CNN. Well, okay, go ahead, Gunn. Go ahead, bro.
Well, look at all the bullshit that they tried to pull on Trump. Okay? Because why? They wanted him out. They wanted him out. He's done something. Old Paxton has done something. He's stepped
well,
on
just,
somebody's toe.
I mentioned he has a mistress and gave her a fucking job so he ain't got to go travel so far to get some pussy. So that's
See?
Cool, but what does that got to do with anything? So little favoritism, they do it to all their friends.
What does it matter if Trump got a goddamn blowjob from a porn star 20 fucking years ago? What does it matter? It don't.
but they're trying to dig up every fucking thing that they can on some issues, like they did with Trump. Can you see the parallels?
I gotta watch myself now. Not just remembered. I gotta watch my shit now. Bucks are coming to get me next because I got a blowjob from a porn star too. I got a blowjob from a porn star once in my life. Oh my god! It's over for me.
Did she swallow?
That's
the question.
I think
did
so. I think so. Yeah. Had an asshole baby.
Her sister.
Baby. Yeah. Could be.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, could be. But yeah, anyway. Like, does that fucking matter? We got a head job. Who fucking cares, man?
Cares.
Who gives a fuck about that stupid shit? I mean, what is it? Why does it makes you something different because you got your dick sucked? Or you sucked a dick or whatever?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Whatever.
Oh, you're getting impeached because you got your fucking dick sucked. Oh, well, we can't have people like you to get to. If you had your dick sucked, you can't run for president. That's it. Can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do that. No.
But you can be a fucking criminal and steal and rob from people, and you're good to go.
You're perfect.
That's what it seems like, doesn't
it?
You know, if you do the natural thing of nature, I don't know if blowjobs are natural, but it can be done. You know what I'm saying? We are equipped for this. You know, people are equipped for it. So, you know, but I mean, I'm looking more at women, not men, but I got to say, you know, they got to be included now. You know, the fucking new movement, you know, LBGQHIJKKFC. Yeah, that new
jack
thing
off
in 21. Yeah, jacking off with chicken grease. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
I had to throw one in there for the colonel. He had a secret recipe. Okay, that explained it. That just explained the secret recipe from the colonel. Okay. Man, well, fuck.
Well, McDonald's has their secret
proxy.
Sauce.
The colonel was out before Mac and the crack, bro. Yeah. I think. I don't know. But tell you the truth. But anyway. Yeah, shit. But this country, it ain't a country no more. It's treated like a product. If you really think about it. You sit, then look at it, look how it's going. It ain't about the people no more. It's about the product. This motherfucker is for rent and sale. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're doing a clearinghouse in this fucking deal. Biden
for rent
is in there to clean house. That's what it was. Remember, Hillary's supposed to be the closer. But, you know, they had to get Joe in there to do it.
But who's doing it? You just said Joe and his cronies are doing it. The country's fine. Everything in the country's fine. It's the damn people that's fucking trying to run the damn thing. You know, if you got a business and your staff
ain't
fine,
gunslinger. No. It ain't fine no more. No. It ain't fine. They're fucking it up.
Hang on.
Your WSC is not
going
to be fine no more.
Hang on, just a minute.
I'm hanging. All right, calm down. I'm good.
The country is an inanimate object, just like a gun is. A gun is an inanimate object. It's only the way how a person handles it. If a person handles a gun in a self-defense manner, that's good. If a person handles a gun in a bad situation, like going out and killing people, that's a bad thing. Same thing with the country. If you had good people running it, you would have a good country. But now you've got bad people running the country. Now you got a bad country. That's logic.
Yeah.
All day. And when Trump gets back in there, hope to God he does, he'll turn it back around. We'll be a good country again. Everybody will respect the United States. We won't be the laughing stock of the goddamn world. Okay.
Well, it's going to take about most of his presidency to fucking do that.
Probably. Oh, yeah,
you know,
probably.
I
would be a bit.
He walked through a train wreck after Obama. Everybody fixed it. Shit was going good. And all of a sudden, they had to come up with a plan. Let's make it. We got to pull some bullshit. We got to get this motherfucker out of there. COVID. Bam. Here I am. COVID.
Yep.
That's
going to be another train
plague virus. Let's do a fucking scare and let's go for it. That seems exactly what fucking
happened. It's already a train wreck, so now he's going to inherit another fucking train wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Called
Biden. Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's that. Yeah. There's no way around it.
No way around
it. So, you know.
But you're free. But you're free.
But you're free now.
I'm going to change my fucking middle name. I'm going to change my middle name to But You're Free.
But You're Free.
Yeah. Mark Butcher Free.
Yeah.
Gunslinger Esquire. Goddamn. Between a knight and a gentleman, fucker. You know, that's what I'd say.
That's right.
But, man, we just, it's a fucked up system we got going on here. I mean, isn't it? There's nobody controlling nothing no more. There really isn't.
Nope.
Nobody's controlling shit no more.
Nope. Nope.
Them
nope.
days
nope.
are fucking over. You know, nope. wow.
And whoever gets in after Trump, after his 4 years is up, better be having the same mentality that Trump has. Oh, we're going to be right back in the goddamn bucket that we got trying to climb out of. Be the same fucking thing, only chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, and the book goes on. These motherfuckers
okay,
are some evil motherfuckers.
Says, it says, what to know about the Texas House vote to impeach Kenny? Let's listen to this. Check this out. Maybe we'll tell you some more fucking... More
Texas House has voted to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton just an hour ago. This is a live look from inside the House chamber in Austin, Texas. That vote, 121-23, triggers Paxton's immediate suspension from office pending the outcome of a trial in the state Senate. Let's go directly out to our Janelle Bluda, who was there for the entire time of the proceedings in Austin when that vote happened as well. And Janelle, I imagine a lot of activity there at the Capitol today.
As you can imagine, definitely a historic day here at the Capitol. As you mentioned, the House voting 121-23 in favor of sending those impeachment articles of Attorney General Ken Paxton to the Senate for a trial. Now, that hearing started promptly at 1 o'clock today. House members were given 4 hours to debate this issue. In the first hour, we heard from the Committee of General Investigating, the ones who launched the investigation. They laid out the different articles of impeachment and allegations against Paxton. Members then had a chance to ask the committee questions on how their process unfolded and who they hired to do the investigation. Some alluded to this investigation being politically motivated, which the committee chair denied. Afterwards, those who were against the impeachment vote had their chance to speak, saying they should have had more time and more notice prior to this happening. They also wanted access to more evidence and testimony taken under oath. Then, just before 5 o'clock today, they held that vote where 121 members from both parties voted to push the impeachment forward to the Senate.
We take this role solemnly, seriously, and with great humility. We will not tolerate corruption, bribery, abuse of office, retaliation, and all the related charges that have been presented to you.
Well, Ken Paxton himself was not here in person for the hearing. However, he was active on social media, reposting messages in support of him. After the vote, he released a statement calling today's impeachment illegal, unethical, and profoundly unjust, saying he has full confidence the process in the Texas Senate will be fair and just. Now, meanwhile, the House is getting back to work. Up on their agenda is the budget. The one thing they must pass before this session is over. Back to you.
All right. Indeed, short period of time to get that work done. Thank you so much, Janelle. As Janelle said, Paxton released a statement just moments ago saying in part, the ugly spectacle in the Texas House today confirmed the outrageous impeachment plot against me was never meant to be fair or just. It was a politically motivated sham from the beginning, end quote. You can read the full statement online right now at KHOU.com. Let's bring in a KHOU political analyst, Bob Stein. He was here when the vote came in, joined us live on the air. And what we want to know now is, you know, usually in a process when people go before a court, they can appeal. Can Paxton challenge this vote?
He can, and I suspect he might. In fact, I think Tuesday morning he might be before the Supreme Court asking for injunctive relief. The state constitution is, and I'm not a lawyer, I want to be clear, but my reading of it says that you cannot be impeached for acts that you committed before you were elected. A.G. Paxton was elected in November of 2022. I read all 20 of the charges in the indictment are about actions that occurred before he was elected or reelected. So there's a chance. Will he get the Supreme Court? They may give him an injunction, but I doubt it. My guess is He will have to wait until he goes.
So this dude is saying that you can fuck up before you're elected into office and it's okay. Fucking nice, you know?
Lovely.
Am I right? Correct what I just heard? Am I losing my fucking mind? Is that what this motherfucker said? If you fuck up before, you know, you're elected, you're cool. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. What a world we live. So right now, Gunslinger, any of us motherfuckers any bad history in our background, you know, if you're a bank robber and a fucking house burglar and you steal cars and do all kinds of crazy shit, all that shit in the past doesn't matter no more. Now you can be elected into a fucking office. See what
Why
I mean?
Not?
Fuck.
Yep.
I didn't know there is fucking hope for convicts now. Poor fucking souls that have been fucking ridiculed and bought by the fucking state. Yeah?
Yep.
Well, fuck yeah. Yeah, I used to be an ex-dope dealer, but now I'm a senator.
Yeah. I'm a senator now.
I did 3 times down. I'm a cool motherfucker, you know, but, you know, check it out. Look at that. Yeah. I'm your state representative.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm
your
fucking man.
It's already been happening. Look at AOC, asshole on crack. She was a fucking bar whore. It's okay, all she was. And now she's a senator.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, there is hope, bro. There is hope for the. Yep. I'm gonna look at every. I'm gonna ask people. Are you an ex-convict? Look, listen, man. You can be a senator, a state rep. Is everybody you want to be? The attorney general. Fuck you. It's good to go, man. The door's wide open for you. You know.
Yeah, you can be a pimp. Be a senator.
Exactly. And you can still pimp on the side.
You can still pimp on the side.
You need 20, 30 LLCs like the Bidens. Take the Biden course. The Biden home course is the best game by Milton Bradley you ever want to fucking see. It'll show you step by step. It's like how to embezzle, steal, rape, rob, and pillage. It will show you everything, step by step instructions. You know, and if you are right now, you'll get a second one free. Send it to a friend. Just pay separate shipping and handling. We'll get it right to you as soon as possible. Operator, standby. Have your credit card ready. You know, don't refuse this best offer. You know, the how-to book, you know, by Joe Biden. Yeah, my God. Yeah.
It's a hell of a system.
That's something.
I mean, it's got to be
Look,
the most
I
fucked up.
I have proved it worked for me. I'm the AG of Texas. Look here. They got all these allegations and shit I did in the past that really are true, but I won the election. That means I'm completely clear. I have been fucking saved my redemption for the bad mid-doings I've ever done. You know?
Right.
Good Lord, just forgive me by the vote. Forgive me by the powerful God vote. Because most people didn't know what you did in the past when you ran for something. You know, it doesn't come out until the opponent finds out the other shit about you. You know?
So you tell me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Be like, you know, Gunslinger, he was a fucking cattle wrestler. You know, he stole thousands of heads of cattle from fucking farmers and made families starve to death and live in poverty, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. But then he walked right up to him and said, yep, I did. I stole a lot of cows in my day. But that's before you elected me in office, you know. So it's all right. Now, you have saved my soul. God bless you, too, people, for voting me into your office. Let me get fuck you some more. Let me fuck you in another
Praise
style.
The Lord.
All of you change the positions, Praise baby. Just change positions. Don't you worry, sister. Just change the positions. Yeah, God, you know. Suzette, I hope you ain't listening to this crazy shit from us retarded people. But it's real. It's you know, how better way to explain it? I don't know. The shit they do in the news is they have so much filler words. You know what I mean? Filler words, you know. And I just, tell me to get directly to the point. We're fucked. It, you know, so just be happy with it. The whole idea is to be poor and happy. Ain't that what the fuck's going on? And still pimp on the side. That's right. Think for yourself. Fucking right. Still pimp on the side. I mean, this motherfucker, he pulled this chick up, whoever had her come work for him or whatever, got her a job close to him where he got to go down the road and nail it. You know, that's his mistress. You know what I mean?
Why not?
What's up? Yeah. Think of the money he's saving taxpayers on gasoline. If he ain't got to drive all the way down to Houston or whatever, pick her up, or Austin, where the fuck she's at. You know, bring her back. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Save fucking tons of gas money, wear and tear in a fucking state vehicle, you know, cut the taxpayer's car that he drives around because you let him, you know, and live the lifestyle he lives by the money he fucking gets from you, plus the money he fucks people out of because of you, because you let him fuck me by the money. Yeah. Says it in the Bible, don't trust lawyers. Don't do it. Don't trust lawyers and doctors. One time, I went to work in this fucking guy's car. He came to the shop. Then he seemed like a clean cut, real nice guy. He was a lawyer, you know. And we got to talking, you know. He goes, well, it's a pretty nice place. I said, yeah, well, thanks, man. Appreciate it, blah, blah. And I said, well, what do you do, man? He goes, well, I'm an attorney. I said, no shit. Yep, no shit. And I said, that's cool, you know. Geez, well, I've always found a way to steal money's law. You know, it's the best way to go. And laughed about it, you know. And then we got to talk, and I explained who I was. I didn't know what I'd do. And he, oh, my God, he about, that's different. I said, well, we can't touch your car. And he goes, why is that? I said, because you're an attorney. He goes, because I'm an attorney. I said, well, yeah. Don't you know in the Bible says don't trust attorneys? You don't, just don't do it, you know. Remember the money changers?
Well, you know,
remember them folks?
Remember, there's two sayings to that. You know, Shakespeare said the first thing we need to do is kill all the attorneys, lawyers. Okay, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he say that back in Shakespearean times? That's been a long time
ago. Yeah, right.
And then from any of the versions of the Bible, here's one King James Bible from the version. Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves and them that were gathering, and ye hindered. That means they kept all the fucking law knowledge for themselves and said, you to you.
That's right. That's exactly what they've done. You can't say it any better. Exactly. That's right. That's what they've done. They don't teach you
that's
this
exactly
shit school.
Been.
They don't teach you none of that shit. And they make up shit so deep and long and wide they can charge you for anything. I don't give a fuck what it is. They can make up some shit out of the goddamn blue and fuck you. I'm serious,
right,
man.
Because
like,
you don't
fucking
know
white
anything.
Shoes on fucking after fucking Labor Day. You know, you committed a fucking
because,
cardinal crime.
Yeah, because
shit like
you
that,
don't
you know.
Know it. Because
yeah,
you don't,
you don't know
it.
Know
because
it right?
They have, because they've kept the knowledge. Just like it said, just like I just got through reading. They kept the knowledge, okay, of this, so they can profit on it. Look what they fucked me. They fucked me because I didn't know. I didn't study this shit.
Right.
I studied to be a fucking goddamn electric.
You know what the lawyer fucking is? He's a fucking translator. That's all the fuck he is.
That's right. That's
he's a paper-pushing fucking translator.
You get paid for it.
We hear people talk about the fucking legalese, the language of that shit. Exactly. Yeah. It is a fucking language.
It is a language.
You see it. Fuck, man.
That's right.
These motherfuckers got it all planned out. It don't matter.
They did. Don't matter. No.
It's simply as long as it's in their fucking favor, who gives a fuck? Same thing in politics. It's the same thing. Most politicians are fucking lawyers. You know what I mean? So what do you expect?
Yep.
You know? So it's, you know.
That's what made Trump stand out so much. Because he's not a lawyer. Okay. He's not even a politician. Well, he was at the time, 2015. Okay.
Right.
So the people said, let's see what a fresh person that's not a lawyer, that's not a politician, how would he handle the country? Guess what? He did a fucking damn good job.
But they said he did everything wrong. Everything wrong.
Yeah.
There's some things he fucked up on, I'm sure. Everybody does.
You know, he ain't perfect. I mean, goddamn, he's a man just like everybody else.
Right.
I mean, gee whiz.
But that's, you know, it seemed, you know, it just, you know, they're totally wanting to beat this guy down. They just do not fucking like him. You can't see this. The people of this country, if you can't fucking see what's going on, you're fucking blind. You know,
it's not to be mean
to nobody. I don't. If you don't see it, you know, look around. Take a look, man.
Yep.
See what the fuck you're seeing here. It just ain't what you think it is. This is much worse than you can fucking imagine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're living on needles and fucking pins now. People are fucking nervous, man. COVID, they're just locked down, shit like this, and trying to find out most of it was all a bunch of bullshit.
I can
understand being cautious. You know, we sent that fucking ship up to fucking New York. Did they use it? Fuck no. What, four or five people went through the whole motherfucker, bring a whole hundreds of people? Man, I'll get the fuck out. You know what I mean? Trump did that. Trump did that for them. You know, need no fucking ventilators, didn't need shit, you know? It was fucking wild, man. Just that whole trip was a hell of a ride, wasn't it? COVID thing.
Okay, well,
and it's and still, they're keeping up the fucking, the going now. Keep it going. Keep it fucking running, man. Just fuck this economy up. You're going through COVID, just coming out of a fucking medical crisis, and all of a sudden now you're having fucking gas jacked up like motherfuckers and shit, border wide fucking open, every cocksucker floating in the country who wants to. Don't give a fuck about none of the American people, none of the American property, nothing. Don't give a fuck. Because everything went up instantaneously as soon as that motherfucker got in office. And there's no denying it, you know. So, you know, I mean, there's nothing you can do. Well, the only thing you do is vote him out. Yeah.
Vote him out. Yeah, attempt to vote him out. If that works.
But I'm not, you know, I'm not technically pushing fucking Trump in there again either. But... like I said, with fucking that election with him between Hillary Clinton and him, motherfucker said, I said, well, fuck, man, at least I'd rather the better of the two evils. And Trump was the guy, you know.
Hillary Clinton
wouldn't work.
Everything was going perfect or damn near perfect when Trump was in there for 4 years. I don't give a damn if his sub-name was Santa Claus. I don't give a damn if his name was the fucking tooth fucking faggot fairy, okay? I don't care. He did the job what he was supposed to do for what the people wanted. Plain and simple.
Right.
Did he fuck up on
it? I'm not denying it. I'm not denying it. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But anyway, Sue said to Rob, whoever is in the chat room, what the fuck do you mean? You need to just call in and explain this shit to me because I really don't get it.
But,
a lot of what they say was wrong was really right. That was one of the reasons they didn't like him. Who are you talking about?
But there hasn't been nobody's head surfaced yet to this point that can beat Trump. Nobody.
Yeah, well,
nobody.
I've learned something about crime, though. I have learned a new lesson in the crime, right? If you're president, or what we just learned tonight about you can be AG, doesn't matter what you did in the past, you're cool, right? So then this shit that Biden did when he was vice president with Obama doesn't count because he wasn't elected in. You follow me? Get it? Same thing.
Yeah.
Just like the AG thing.
Same thing.
You know what I mean? And all this shit happened when Hunter, that was during Hunter's big fucking ordeal. You know what I'm saying? Back with Dad. You know what I mean? Back in the...
So
all this shit stopped when he became president? See what I mean? They get out of it. They get fucking out of it. You know, that's the... it's fucking crazy, man. It gets crazier by the goddamn minute. It's, you know, it, when you look at it, hey, what's happening in California? Yeah, what is the other governor's name? I love him. Newsom. Ain't his name Newsom? Nuisance numb.
Goofing.
Nuisance
numb. Newsome goofing. There it is. Newsome goofing.
Yeah. Nuisance doofus goofus.
I can't believe you didn't understand what I had said. Because basically,
I don't speak
you guys were talking.
I'm sorry. I come over to the
you were talking about Trump.
Okay, this, you know. Yes, right.
And
a lot
and
of
how,
what they say was wrong.
He's not perfect. You know, because Gunn said, you know, they were saying he did everything wrong, but, you know, he's not perfect, and you agreed with him. And it's like,
yeah.
A lot of the things that he
did
right.
Well, nobody's perfect but me. I'm the only one perfect, so I know.
They still said was wrong because it wasn't the way they would have done things because he did it the right way. So what they were saying was wrong was actually right.
But I really got to ask this question of you guys. You know, it's... I got to know, has common sense completely left the fucking planet? Common sense. It's just gone, ain't it? There's no, don't exist anymore around nowhere. Okay. So as long as I get that clarified, I'll go on now. Yeah.
That's what the doctor of common sense has said. Common sense, it went right out the fucking window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, remember ET? Fucking space. Yeah, fucking ET. Don't fucking see it. Went past him. Yeah.
Yep, went past him.
But right past that bicycle. He said, fuck you. You're on your own.
Yep, on your own.
It's crazy, though. Most of these things, mm-hmm. we see this LBGQHIQ X-ray 112 Roger Niner, whatever it is, movement is there. Here's another thing. That don't make no sense. And then when it comes down to children in school, it's teaching this indoctrinating and shit in their fucking head and hooking them up with a fucking dick cutter. You know what I mean? You know what, I mean? What the fuck? How could that happen? Anybody else would be going to prison for pedophilia. This is pedophilia, man. It is. There's no fucking doubt about it. There ain't nobody saying a fucking word about it. That don't make no sense. You just don't do that shit to kids. Teach them about fucking culture and life and dick and sex and fucking, you're not a fucking boy, you're a girl. You're a girl, you're a boy. You know, well, no. These kids are not even mentally fucking developed yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's,
The schools have been penetrated. Every government institution has been penetrated all by, you know, these radical left, progressive, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. And so they have these positions. And so when they're in the majority of the positions, then the conservative side or the other side, opposite side, doesn't want to say anything because they don't want to be the only one to say something about it being wrong, you know, because they'll either lose their job or be socially ostracized. So
Right.
So there you go.
But, I mean, why don't they go back to the old days of teaching about sex in school, right? You know, out by the bleachers, the parking lot, you know, shit like that. You know, locker
Birds
room.
Birds and the bees.
Yeah, you know. Let nature take its fucking course, right?
Right.
But the thing is...
Absolutely.
When they're actually giving these kids medication, because this kid says, I don't know what the fuck I am. Mrs. Crabworth, I smoked a bunch of marijuana today and I don't know what I am. I mean, it's 32 or 69. I don't know. That gender, I'm clicking back and forth to both those two genders. You know, and I feel a third one coming on. I do. I feel this third one coming. You call my mom, ever come get me? You know, I'm kind of scared. I don't want to drive my own truck. You know. You know, the one with the big tires on it outside the parking lot. It's so cute. You know. God.
Oh, boy.
That's when I start supporting suicide. I support suicide, and that's that. You know.
Yeah, really.
I told somebody at one time.
What to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. It's over. Bam. It's over. Who in the fuck of Jesus is calling me at fucking 12:30 at night? Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. Fuck them. They're stuck down at the pond. I ain't fucking moving. It's 12:30 at night. People are out of their mind. I ain't doing service calls no more. Especially Memorial Day weekend. I hate fucking with people. They'll just have to live with it. They're stuck down there. Should have went down in the first place. Got a fucked up tire. You own dumbass. I can't help it. Anyway, back on the subject we were speaking of, the craziness we live, of this bullshit world. I mean, what is the point of all these people opening this border to let these motherfuckers pour in here? Why is that? What is the purpose? They say for votes. I heard that, which I don't buy that either. There's something else. Something else, right? And I don't think
more resources.
Like, do what?
Right.
More resources. Well, we're apparently running out of
that,
too.
More resources. Exactly.
Well, yeah, of course they're, right? Yeah. Well, they say the Chinese are flowing here, too, like fucking a muddy river, you know? So why not? We want everybody. All, what, it says 170 countries people are coming from. Fuck, we need to start a new goddamn language. Shit's going to go south, man. Nobody's understanding anybody anymore. You know?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
My God. People just don't get it. It's just, it's hilarious. Hang on. But you'll talk when I'm just... You want to talk about fucked up? You want to see our text message? Hi, I made it. I write it all right now. I just got done. I don't understand a word that motherfucker said. That's one of my drunk buddies. Oh, fucked up. But anyway, yeah. What's that?
Late, what? Huh? I said, one of your drunken buddies needs a service call? What? Huh?
Probably, yeah. I didn't see the call, man. I was in bed sleeping, dude. I didn't hear the phone. Could be my excuse. But I used to hate working fucking holiday weekends, man. Fuck. They're the worst. Labor Day, Memorial Day. Two of the worst motherfuckers of them all. New Year's Eve, too. There's another one. People get fucking stupid. It's usually young people. I see more young people fucking being stupid. You know, my years of the truck driving tow trucks and shit. But,
I like working them the holidays. Got more money.
Well, that's true. Yeah, there's that benefit of it. All right. But it just, when you see shit like that, you know, wrecks and stuff about its stupidity, you know, what the fuck are you thinking? Yeah. Only wrecks I feel sorry for if it's like a medical issue, you know. That's sad, but, you know. Yeah. But driving too fast, being stupid, not paying attention, well, you know, that's what you get for being stupid. I mean, I had a friend of mine just lost his grandson last year, you know, that way. They thought he was missing. Him and his buddy were missing. Nope, they're found dead. Went off the side of a cliff in a truck.
Oh, awful. Hi, John.
Gunslinger. She was that hollering at you. He must have ran away.
Yo, lock the gate.
Suzette said hello.
Hello. Audio check.
Rob said he's high too. It's legal in California. He's high too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm high. I'm high three. Oh, hello.
Rob just made some.
My name is
late
high.
Dinner tonight. He just made meatloaf.
Really? Meatloaf.
Yeah. And rice.
Though it's cold and lonely in the deep dark night, I can see paradise from the dashboard lights. Yeah, Buck. Meatloaf. Dear Mr. Loaf. Cartman Smart. That was funny as hell. Would you buy some of candy bars? Yeah. Dear Mr. Loaf. He's dead now, too, ain't he? Yeah, he dropped dead. Yeah. Tina Turner just died.
Yeah.
How about this one? And I would do anything for you. Is that how you think again? Yeah,
right. You guys sound muffled. What? Get closer to your mic. I can't understand you.
I'm sorry. I got the damn speaker on. I will do anything for you, but I won't do that.
Yeah. I will do anything for you, but I won't do that. But I won't do that. Yeah. That was a good song, too. He was good, man.
It was.
Short-lived. I mean, as far as music famous, it was short-lived. Yeah, the songs will live forever, you know. Absolutely. Eugenics, yeah, there you go. Eugenics.
Eugenics.
Teach the children well, you know. Mother's bell, mother's your fire. Teach your children well. They're going to hell.
Well,
they should know to live by.
Well, that's what they want to teach. Yeah, that's what they want to teach it. They teach the children.
Children well.
Oh, it's okay for drag queens, you know, to dress up like a fucking woman, get fucked in the ass, and, you know, perfectly normal. Perfectly normal.
Yeah. But think about it. If you're transgender, listen to me. I just think I got something. I need to get a hold of people at IKEA, Amazon, eBay and Home Shopping Network about my new snap-on, snap-off sexual unit. I feel like being a girl tonight. So I'm going to snap on this high-pressured, super high, fucking hydro-pressured, fucking hydraulic fucking vagina and go out and party with the girls tonight and pick up boys. Well, tonight I'm going to be one of the dudes. I'm going to put on this big fucking Craftsman 1040-inch fucking torque wrench cock on my... Oh, God. I want to be a Ken doll. I want nothing.
If you did that, instead of having a torque wrench, you're going to have a cock wrench.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. So,
There you go.
Go drive around with your Mr. Microphone and go, hey, good looking. I'll be back to pick you up later.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too. That was a good one. Yes, it was.
Look at the guy comes out with that line. It's like, oh, man, you have all the other equipment. That's what you say.
I remember that commercial. I was a kid. I was a teenager. That commercial was out, you know, and being a hippie, long-haired musician and all that great shit. You know, that came out. Hey, good looking. Well, come see me come back, something like that. I changed it. You know, I changed everything. I changed it all. It's stupid. And say, hey, bitch, and drop your drawers. That's what I did. But, you know, Mr. Microphone, them are the fucking shit for a minute. Little fucking FM transmitter. You know, had about, what, a 20-foot range from the radio?
Yeah.
Didn't get too far with it,
My dad said, no way we get you one of those. We definitely, we get our house egg, the car be getting wrecked and all that.
Probably.
Yeah, especially at that time of age. I mean, one time I was out in the front yard with my dad while he was washing the car, and a friend of mine drove by with his mom. As I go by, my friend looks at me and flips me off, right?
And right.
My dad goes, well, you're well welcome with your friends, huh? And I couldn't retaliate. I just had to take it.
Yeah, that was by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. You did that song, Teach Your Children. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was listening, Rob. But I was looking at that up, too, at the same time. Double tasking, you know, trying to. But, yeah, it was funny growing up as a kid. I remember the clackers. And you know what? You can still get those. You remember them two balls? You can clack. Them clacker balls are dangerous as a motherfucker. They fuck a lot of people up, man. Them clackers, they fuck around. They fuck some people up. That's why I outlawed them bitches.
Oh.
But you can get them.
No shit.
You fucking get them. I got a spot in China. I can get them out of there. I'm serious. It's fucking crazy.
What about lawn darts?
You know what? I'd love to have a pair of old fucking lawn darts. Them fuckers got – they outlawed them bitches, seriously. But if I ever got my hands on a set of them fuckers, I'd lock them fuckers up. You know, them are collectors big time. You know, big time. A lot of people ain't know what them were. Fuck, they're not. Fucking lawn darts, like, shit.
My grandfather had a set that – he had a set and he had duct tape on the feathers and everything to make sure they stayed together because, like you said, they're hard to find.
Yeah. But, you know, people got hurt by them, killed by them and shit, you know. That's from people being fucking stupid. You know, when you're shooting that area, there shouldn't be nobody fucking around, you know.
So, well, get this. At Home Depot, if you want to rent a pressure washer, you can't rent it with a zero tip. And I asked the guys, why is that? He goes, well, too many guys shoot themselves with it. So, we, you know, instead of them hurting themselves, they don't offer that with the rental. I go, really?
Really?
You get some dumb shit with that thing and shoot you in the back with it.
So you
got
to buy the fucking tip to fucking use it if you need it? Is that what you're saying, Rob? You'd have to buy the tip?
Yeah, you have to buy the tip. You want the zero tip. Yeah, you couldn't get – they'll rent you the green. Or the white, obviously,
right.
But not the red. It's just, they say,
right.
No, we can't
do
that because too many people hurt themselves.
Right. You know, it's like, I like buying small engines at fucking auctions. You know what I mean? And anyway, this dude, he bought this pressure washer with a 13 horse Honda motor on it. I mean, it was old. It looks like, you know, it was older than fucking, but the motor looked good. I mean, it still got compression on that shit. And he gave like $35, $40 a pressure washer and a
of a lawnmower, a Honda fucking lawnmower, you know, self-propelled. Anyway, I tell him, I said, fuck, I wish I wouldn't have been in there a bid on those. He goes, well, what would you give me for them? I said, would you take 100 fucking bucks? He goes, yes, I would. I said, put them in my truck. Fucking right. You know, 100 bucks, I don't care. That 13 parts Honda is worth at least five. You mean don't fucking run. You know what I mean? So I'll take it. So, and the other one, that motor, it's that lawnmower, it runs. Ain't got a bit of problem. I had to change, you know, rebuild the carburetor and fucking plug it and, you know, oil change, all that shit. But it fucking runs, man. First full bitch is right. I'm ready to go.
Oh, I bet.
So, yeah.
My pressure washer
is about a 40, I think it's a 4100 pressure washer. It's a big motherfucker.
Wow.
That pump on it is that a big is. Fucking pump. It ain't like when it's small, 3200 pounds, you know, pressure. This is a lot bigger. A lot fucking bigger. It's got a 13 horse motor because you know it's got to be something that can feel some pain.
Jesus.
You know? I don't know yet. I'm going to get that motherfucker running. When I get it running, I'll call you and I'll send you some pictures of it. You know, I'm serious, man.
Yeah, do that. That is crazy.
I'll send you some pictures.
The biggest one we had was a 3600, and it had a German engine on it, and that thing was, it was something else to get started, but once it did, it really worked on them.
Rocked on it,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't wait to fucking do it. And if the pump's fucked, if I can get the parts, I'll rebuild that motherfucker, too. You know what I mean? Fucking right, I will. That's no big deal. Yeah, I can rebuild that pump, so shit. But,
that'd be worth it.
Like, I ain't got enough shit to do. But I'm prone to this shit. I got a brand-new fucking Troy-Bilt snowblower with a 6-speed transmission. All right? But they call them a 2-stage or where the fuck they are, you know? Well, anyway, this motherfucker still got the titties on the tires, okay? I bought an auction for $250, all right? Or $200. And a $26 carburetor fucker runs like a brand new one with electric start, you know? So what the fuck? Why not? It's brand new. No, don't see no scrapes or scratches on the thing anywhere, you know? Ain't that something? So about $1,000 fucking snowblower. And that's why I like auctions, see? I mean, the money's there. Shit, I got a little rototiller from there. Same thing, carburetor was fucked. I didn't want to fuck with it, so I bought a carburetor, $14. No, $12, Amazon. And with the new fucking fuel filter lines, everything, an extra fucking primer bulb and all that shit. Fuck. I did a carburetor in that little bastard that tills like a screaming demon. And it's practically new. Whoever owned it didn't have a fucking clue. And it's got electric start. You can buy the electric starter part. Or you can buy the attachment for a drill and use your drill to start the motherfucker. You know, a cordless drill. So that's pretty fucking
awesome. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I got the attachment. I bought the attachment. I bought two of them, actually. I bought one off
good.
Amazon, about one
gun?
Off fucking China. Yeah, for that little tiller, that little Troy-Bilt tiller, yeah.
Because I had to use that for my bike, because when I take off the pull start, obviously I can't start it unless I get my drill gun and put a 15 socket on there, and wham, it took me a couple times to get to pull the gun off.
because you ain't got no release college on that motherfucker. Yeah, you're stuck to that bitch. Yeah.
I think about it. I use my DeWalt drill.
It's
kind of
like you bump and jump, you know. That's
exactly.
Yeah. Fucking right.
Then I got it down, though. When I got it down, that was cool. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I just bought a new carburetor.
It sucks you couldn't fucking push start it. I had a mini bike. The crank starter was busted on it, a fucking Honda. There's a little Honda 50. The fucking kickstarter fucking fucked up on it. And the only way I could start it was push start it. You know what I mean? You know, get it holding the clutch and fucking start pushing, jump on it, pop first or second gear, it'd fire right up. You know what I mean? You could ride it. That's what I used to do. You know? God, if I jumped on a motorcycle right now, I'd probably kill my fucking self. Yeah. Yeah, my son just bought a 125 Yamaha. What's that gun?
They got some expensive motherfuckers. I never was a bike person. Okay, had a moped one time, but the restaurant we go out there to out there in Grand Prairie, the Harley Davidson dealership right next door.
Uh-huh.
Man, they got fancy damn motorcycles up there.
Oh yeah, a lot of money sitting there. A lot of Harley parts are made in China now too, man. That's the sad part about that.
I just went over there and we just went in there and just see what it was. And I just out of curiosity, one of them fancy chromed out motherfuckers, I said, how much is that thing? They said about, oh, well, taxes and everything, looking at $90,000.
Oh, yeah.
$90,000. I said, fuck me. I'd burn my ass if I sat on that so much.
That's
too much business.
I mean, bikes are nice. I don't think it's a wise investment. I just don't, you know. What is the point, you know? Yeah, you're just driving a fucking machine is all it is. You know, it's fucking a two-wheel machine.
You're just riding. All you're doing is riding an engine.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Riding an engine.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And boy, if you get fucking hit, that's well, your ass, you know.
Yeah, well,
that's
we got no fucking protection, nothing, so, yeah.
You know, they had
a
fucking
video younger,
on YouTube.
When I was younger, I wasn't really, I mean, I rode a lot of them in my day, but, you know, it just didn't turn me on as a kid. I don't know, man. I wouldn't bike crazy. I mean, I got a few friends that are fucking bike nuts, but, you know. Nothing. I really wanted to get into, you know. But I own a couple bikes. I mean, but I just don't ride them. You know, I don't ride them. Well, I ride my electric bike, my electric bicycle. It's pretty fucking awesome. You know, people can't believe it. You know, biggest guy I am and fucking around that little bitty bike's like a circus act. You know what I mean? So, I perform at Walmart a lot. You can't ride that in here. But you sell bikes bigger than this lady. What are you talking about? Yeah, I love fucking with them. Can't you see the handicap stickers on this motherfucker? I'm handicapped, lady. I'm a handicap. I'm a handicap and your car can too slow.
Okay, I'm offended because I'm handicapped. Or I'm physically challenged, retard.
Exactly, fucking right. Exactly. I had a relapse. I was a tard, then I got healed, then I fucking got retarded.
There you go. Me too.
And I've been happy ever since. I've been happy ever since. You know, happy as fucking luck,
yeah.
What else can you do? God damn them. I mean, it's, you know, around here it is most, well, you know, like I said, the biggest fucking car lot of fucking mobility scooters I ever seen was in Ocala, Florida, or outside of Ocala, Florida, okay? I mean, this Supercenter Walmart had fucking at least 100 of them per side. They look like they had their own crew that works with just them fucking carts. You know what I'm saying? You know? And when I went, I had a fucking poor Jim Carrey. I said, hey, Jimmy, is it tuned up ready for the race today? Yeah.
And he replied.
He cracked up laughing at me. He just cracked up laughing. You know, yeah. I should have threw all righty then into bucked him up some more.
Yeah, boy. All righty then.
Yeah. There's a lot of retired people in Florida, man.
Yeah.
A lot of disabled people there.
Yep.
Crazy.
You know, the Trilateral Commission is still in play. They were supposed to, like, be out of business a while ago, but they're still in play.
Oh, yeah. Well, why not?
They renamed themselves, but then they come up under Trilateral.
Well, so did the Federal Reserve. They changed their name, too. Remember,
yeah,
it was
yeah,
the Bank of
I mean,
England. They changed it to fucking Federal Reserve. So it worked out for them. You know?
Yeah, it did. It worked out for them.
Yeah.
It's been working for them for a long time.
Yeah. And what this debt ceiling shit. It's kind of funny when you can raise
so
it. It's funny. You have unlimited credit. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
You do, but you don't, because January we capped out.
Well, I know. I'm right. I understand it. I got that. Yeah, but a little bit of money we did have, Biden done spent it, you know.
Yeah.
And I've had people
ask
these questions.
Danielle McCarthy's coming out saying we have an abundance of revenue. So what's that about? He's lying then, because he says
well,
it's not a revenue problem because we have more than enough revenue. We have tons of revenue coming in. It's like, all right, well then, why don't you pay down some of that principal? You know.
Right.
But no.
Right. Right. Matter of fact, last week, last week I was telling you guys I got a letter from my bank, right? Remember? We made some changes to the digital service agreement, right? It was my bank, right? Well, they sent me another letter. This was today. Oh, yesterday, 27th. He says, upcoming system update on May 28th. This is what my bank's telling me. It says, you'll have limited digital banking services on Sunday, May 28th. Thank you for choosing U.S. Bank. We're planning and scheduling a system update on May 28th. Here's what you need to know. Transfers, deposits, and payments continue using your bank cards and submit digital transactions as you normally do. Please note, transactions will not show up in your account until the update completes. Please do not submit new transactions more than once. So you only get to use it once a day. See? Ain't that nice? See, they make it sound all nice and fucking happy and then fuck you, here's the deal. Yeah. Transactions will not show up in your account until the update completes. Do not submit new transactions more than once.
Why? It's your money. If I want to do
You can't.
I'm paying for a service.
No. And it says balances in mobile and online banking and 24-hour banking will only reflect transactions before Sunday and will refresh later the system update. So Zelle and third-party apps, moving money from the third-party apps such as Bitmo or PayPal into your account will be limited, okay? Deposit into your account before or after May 28th. Sending and receiving Zelle payments will be limited. Payments sent to you will be processed after the system updates. Why is it limited, though? It's either choking somebody. We understand that this is an inconvenience and appreciate your understanding as we will work through these updates. Yeah, okay. What's up with Zelle? What's the fucking story with them and PayPal? Bitmo. Your account should be able to be limited. Okay.
Because with the digital system coming into play with that FedNow, that means your bank may be, I don't know if it is or not, on the list of pilot programs to be launched in July. And so with that, they have to start converting over so that they're ready to launch.
Well, that's what they're doing. And they've also done state that they're going to be called Union Bank soon, too. Yeah.
Okay.
So
just as long as they're not another J.P. Morgan victim.
I don't know. I don't know, but I don't keep much money in the bank. I don't do that. No. That's an idiot's way of living. You know, I learned my lesson well about my bank. One time it was a $12,000 fucking fuck up. And ever since then, no. Mm-mm. I know exactly how every fucking nickel spent. You know, I'm like a fucking bean counter. You know what I mean? I don't fuck around. After that bullshit happened, you know, I trusted them. I trusted the bank. I did. $12,000 later, I was a little upset about it. You know what I mean? How in the fuck did this ever happen? You know? You're supposed to be the bank. You're FDIC fucking insured. So do I need to contact the FDIC people, tell them I need my $12,000 back because you fucked me out of it? It's supposed to be insured by the FDIC. So, you know. Well, they changed their fucking tune.
Well,
they fired the bank manager, gave my money back, and everything was happy.
That's good.
It was like over one phone call.
If you had that kind of money in the bank right now, though, you go and try and get it. You won't be able to get it that same day.
No, you won't. No, you won't. No. And I got friends of mine with money. They have money. Oh, I got lots of money in the bank. Mm-hmm. I have CDs, and I got this retirement fund, all this shit. 401k. Yeah, well, 401 ain't okay, motherfucker. I'll tell you right now. Everybody I know that ever had a 401 fucking K got fucked. So, you know, no.
Well, under Trump, it was good to have one, but then you needed to pull it out. Cash it in after you left presidency.
Right. That's, yeah, right. It was good when Trump was there.
But the other way, no, they were just throwing, you're, they're taking your money and just throwing it to where fucking every investment they can throw it into. It don't matter who the fuck it is.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You can lose your
ass. Well, today they're focusing on the ESGs and, you know, the also the sustainable goals for the UN.
Right.
So that's where they're trying to direct investments to.
Well,
these,
green
these
energy,
managers.
Fucking digital currency, they know everything you do with your money, how much you spend, how much carbon you put out is going to be what,
mm-hmm.
you, what you consume. You know what I mean? By what you fucking
yeah.
consume is how much carbon you're going to put out. And that's how they're going to rate you. They're going to rate you by that.
And when,
ain't that nice?
And and the thing is those sustainable goal companies, you know, that do things towards sustainable goals, and they're trying to get people to invest in, well, they're not making any money right now because nobody wants to invest in that, or they have very few investors because it's not a hot-ticket item. And so they're telling – these money managers are telling people, you know, it's a long-term investment, you know, so you're not going to see any, you know, returns right away, but they will come. And when they come, they're going to be big. They're going to be huge. And so,
yeah, but my,
you know, but
my
then,
question is, well, you know, how long are we talking? How long are we talking?
We're talking 15, 20 years, you know, which is ridiculous. But not only that, but these money managers are supposed to be there. They took an oath or whatever to basically, or were certified to, they're going to invest, and their ultimate goal is to make money for people, not to take
mm-hmm.
these risky investments, you know, and
right.
so they're not doing their job. So they were held before Congress last week, I think, last week or the week before, as to what the hell they were doing. Because you had other managers, money managers, that were outing them because it was making their job difficult. And so, yeah, there was a hearing on it, and it was pretty good.
Right.
But so, yeah, that's what going with that.
mm-hmm. It's nuts. I mean, how else could you put it? I think I got company. I think my wife's walking in here for some reason. What did I do now? no. But yeah, that's the money game. It's just, you know, and now they're wanting to get rid of cash because it's unsustainable. So what is the advantage of turning it to digital money? What is it? What does it do? What is it actually? What does it actually really fucking do for you? Nothing.
Control. Yes, it does.
It takes away your freedom. It takes away your freedom. That's
control.
Right. You can't. Yeah. Right.
Once you take
exactly.
control, you take your freedom away. Control
right.
freaks. It's like I've
always well, said. You know, like you know, my little story, Johnny. Right, little story, Johnny. I ever came up with. Right. You've all heard it. You know it. And, you know, it sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Kind of happy-go-lucky little
yeah.
story, you know? But that's how they do it. That's exactly how they do it. Same way, you know? Johnny didn't know. Till he went to the fucking store. Then he found out, you know? But he didn't know. Neither did Ron either. Ron didn't know either. Ron didn't know. He just knew he was making a payment. But he had no idea the government was going to take this next step from fucking Johnny. You know what I mean? And probably charge me for fucking processing. For using, you know, using my card. There's going to be a processing. They stated that. That was stated. Any process you fucking do with your card will be a fucking fee to it attached. You know what I mean? You know, you got to give, what do they call it? Fucking, what do they call it? Shit. For the better good.
Well, too, Ron, Johnny there, he probably doesn't have workman's comp. He's not bonded, and he probably doesn't have a license.
They don't care
city.
About that. They don't care about that. They don't care. Well, probably not.
Yeah, here they
right.
Do.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, there's less to get Johnny.
So, really,
yeah, right.
So Johnny's really busted here. He,
and they can come get me, too.
Chance.
They come get me, too, for letting him
yeah.
do it. You
yeah.
know? So it's win-win situation for them. You have no way out. You have no fucking way out. You can't fucking breathe no more. That's what it seems like they're wanting to fucking do. They want that much goddamn control. I mean, like, look at your fucked up state, Rob. Look at your fucked up state, really. Exit tax.
There you go.
You got to pay these motherfuckers money to leave.
Because you're a slave.
Yeah.
You gotta
suck my...
You got to pay the master. You got to
well,
pay the master.
I got a motherfucking thing this company's been trying to give me for $150 of a court case I had probably like 26 years ago. They say, oh, I'm $150.
You know?
You
got to pay the most of, you know,
$150.
The most beta.
26 that, years later? Okay. That makes sense.
Well,
there's no statutation limit. No limit. No, I can't say it right. Man, fucking stone.
You just want to close the books on that.
Statute limitation on money owed to the
pay your $150, they can don't worry about the audit. Yeah, well, you just look how California is, and trust me, you'll be where you're at, and you'll be thankful like we are.
Yeah, why not?
You know, we have to have a permit to have a yard sale.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, once every 3 months we get to have a yard sale. So we have to pull.
That's what the Communist
first.
Party allows.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to collect taxes for Gruesome? I mean Newsom.
Yeah, we have to report
Gruesome.
It.
Gruesome.
Pay taxes on it for that day and then at the end of the year.
Easy,
right.
Greasy,
no
Gruesome. Newsom. There you go.
Greasy Newsom. Yep. That sounds
there you
good.
Go.
Absolutely. Fuck. So three times, if you lived here in Missouri, you could have one every motherfucking day. Every day. Don't care. Nobody gives a fuck. This is yard sale central here, man. I guarantee you. I've got, dude, you don't have a clue, Rob. You come down here, you'd be in hog fucking heaven yard sales. I do the auction circuit because the auction circuit, I'll get a fucking deal all the time. You know what I mean? I know what to buy. I know what to do. You know, it's not hard once you learn. You gotta learn. Okay, like these small engines, shit. I get like that stuff, like that. A lot of people think, "Oh, what fucking shit?" It's easy. Small engines ain't that hard to work on. They're really not, man. You know what I mean? So
you know, I just thought about, you know, that show, the Pickers, the two guys that go around the country and
right,
buy stuff
right,
from people,
right, right,
and they
right.
Hit
that's
jackpots.
Kind of like, that. Yeah, right.
Oh,
that's
God.
What auctions are like.
They don't come out here. They don't come out here, and I just thought about why they don't come out here, because we can't do that here.
No, we can't have kind of shit like that there in California. You could film it there. I mean, you could process the film there, but you can't fucking actually shoot it there. Unless you have
no,
permits.
No, because Texas.
God damn. Well, it's the same way everywhere, really. You got to pay tax on everything technically. You know what I mean?
Right.
The tax people are going to fucking rape me this year. I didn't record my trailer last year. I didn't record. Well, yeah, I did. I recorded that trailer. Anyway, but I just bought a new trailer. I had to record it now. I didn't record my new car yet. And that's going to be cheaper. So they're going to nail me for $250 for that. Fuck up. So, you know. Like, fuck, man. I'm not into this shit. I'm into getting fucked out of money. But anyway.
That's it,
yeah. I don't like them. I don't like paying these taxes. Well, Missouri's got fucked up funny taxes. One, I have real estate taxes, my property, right, which I have to pay a certain amount for the schools and fire department, pigs, and everything else. Then I have what they call personal property tax, which that means all the vehicles I own, equipment, livestock, all that shit. I have to pay taxes to the state for that, too, because I own those things. It's like paying tax on your car every fucking year. Ain't that nice?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't bad. I mean, it ain't real bad. I think my personal property tax... it's right at about $1,000. You know, my property tax is about $800. I pay more in personal property than I do in my fucking actual land.
That's
just this property here. No, it ain't bad at all. About $1,800, you know, a year. So it ain't too bad. I mean, it ain't good. I don't like any of it, really. It's still $800 a lot of money to me. Still, you know, $500 a lot of money to me. You know, $100 a lot of money to me. But, you know. I don't lose my mind over money, though. I just don't care. I mean, that's why I deal in cash. I don't want to fuck them. If I ever knew how much money went through my hands, I couldn't tell you. You know what I mean? I couldn't fucking tell you.
Well,
I don't know.
I've noticed a lot lately. These kids are just giving their cell phones to the cashiers, and then the cashier gets back to them, and then they just walk away, and I'm just like, what? And here I come out with money, and they look at me and go, look at that dirty person.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you ain't up to date, old-timer.
Yeah, I know, huh?
I don't see this working out. They're feeding it to the children. Feed the children. They will grow.
You know, that's what they do. They'll grow the way we want to grow. We have taken science to a whole different level on how we grow vegetables, so we can grow our children the same fucking way. Hydroponics, these motherfuckers. I mean, let's train them to be the way that we want. We want two blooms, not just one type shit. That's how the fuck they're doing it, man. So, you know. I got a letter demand. Demon? Yahoo? What? Somebody didn't like what I sent them? Oh, my God. Okay, fuck you. But yeah, I don't know, man. This is my thing. It's going to get crazy. Like I said, in my bank, they're doing that transformation for this. You know, it's coming. I just want to see how fast they kill cash. But they're going to start limiting shit you're doing. I don't know how that's going to work. I do not know, man. This is going to get fucking stupid quick. Something ain't going to work out. If this is going to be a hacker's paradise. You know what I mean? But the Federal Reserve is going to be the bank, though. Think about that, too, guys. The Federal Reserve will be the bank. One world bank. You get it? Yeah.
Well, they want a new world order. They want a new world order, one world order. Same
it's
thing.
It's coming. Orwell was right. You got to see. You got to think about Orwell. Orwell said the same thing. The movie showed the same shit. Yeah. It was in black and white. That was in black and white. Remember that?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I don't think it will ever reach that because there's going to be a war, at least in this country. Now, I don't know
yeah,
about
there's
the rest
going to be
world.
Something's going to come. Something's going to break loose.
Something's
going to
happen.
Yeah,
something's going to break.
Yeah, there ain't no way this can go on.
You know,
and then they're saying about AI. They're trying to scare us with AI now.
One of those things is going to be the feather that broke the camel's back.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
It's just coming.
Right.
It's coming. We're already We're already in a light civil war. There's been no bullets
right.
flying or blood in the street yet.
Right.
Yet.
Right. Yeah. Yet.
Now,
right.
If
yet.
Trump or somebody like him doesn't get in, there will be blood in the street. I'd say
could
it
could be,
but if that's
well,
the,
I,
that's
I
the way it's,
well with Biden, yeah. there, I expect something would have happened too. You know. But
we still got over a year. Yeah,
they continue
yeah.
on fucking us, you know, keep fucking us. So anyway, fuck me, man. Well, folks, I'm going to jump out of here. So I got shit to do tomorrow. I'm going to cook dinner for my kids tomorrow. Oh, boy. Doesn't that sound like fun? Screaming grandkids. Old grandpa's going to barbecue farm. Shut him up.
Well, you guys have a happy Memorial weekend and everything.
Well, you too, man.
George, thank you for his service.
George.
Yeah, well, he's
George
in the Guard.
Censor?
Yeah,
the New York
in the
Guard,
right? Yeah,
the New York Guard. Yeah. Well, I salute my Boy Scouts too. Okay, there we go. And Girls Club, Men's Club for Hair, and the other club. You know, fuck you veterans. We don't care about you motherfuckers at all.
Oh, hey.
We
hey.
Simply care about stupid shit. You know, if it ain't stupid shit, we don't care about you. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Did you see in the Corps where I put George's new profession in?
I've not looked in the Corps in a while.
Check it out. Yeah, well, check it out. There's a lot of things I put in there. Pretty cool, but check out that one at least. George Ginger's new profession.
Okay. Well,
you may have to scroll up a little bit because it was either yesterday or the day before. One of the two there.
This guy that worked with me, he went to Vietnam, and one day at work, it was a Veterans Day, and one of our customers, you know, wished him a happy Veterans Day.
And he goes, I appreciate that. Thanks. And they go, when did you serve? And he goes, oh, back in 1970. I kind of like don't like talking about it because I had to help a friend of mine pull him out from the river and save the rest of the platoon and got shot. And I'm thinking to myself, you're just talking about Forrest Gump. And the guy, the customer goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring something up to you. He goes, no, that's okay. People don't know. You know, you don't know what I've done when I was in Vietnam. And I was thinking, bullshit, you're in Germany, and you need to start doing heroin out there. So what the hell makes you think you're in Vietnam? So I hit him up about that. He goes, yeah, I know, but they're going to sit there and talk to me, and they want me to tell them something. So I give him a story. I'm like, dude, that's great.
You told me Gunslinger, you got to repost that, brother. I can't find shit you're talking about.
Hang on. Let's see if I find it real fast.
I am high on marijuana.
Well, that's probably why. let's see. Did you see the one? It says it's a glory hole with one girl right there. It says when you recognized your father's voice is behind the wall. Get it?
See, asshole. Shit, know your shit.
Yes, I think it says Saturday. It was above Saturday, 7:08 p.m. But that other one is.
Oh, I see. Drugs is your sexy thing. Now we know what you do after Firefuck you on live.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay, honey, I got the job. Rocky's Titty Bar, the biggest boobs in town. No cover, no makeup. yeah. Perfect. Absolutely. That's hilarious. Somebody said funny, not funny, just gay. That could be true, though. You know, George could have some titties inside them, too.
Yeah.
Some big titties. Yeah, shit. I tell you. Oh, Jesus. But anyway, all right, well, I'm going to blow this camp. I'm going to throw this song up, and I'm going to bail the fuck out. Because I got to start cooking in the morning. I don't want to have to do it. So, anyway, here's that fucked up song I was talking about, Teach Your Children, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, 1970. Wow. That's way back. Fuck, I was only 4 years old. Damn. I ain't learned how to play it yet, though. Here we go. All right, folks, I'll see y'all.
Road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell is slowly going by, and see them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. They love you, and you of tender years can't know the tears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your. Seize the truth,
before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.